Good morning, everybody. I just want to say something real short. I've been listening to the speaking today, the sermons. And I want to speak for just a minute to the greedy people out there, to the tree huggers, to those that want to save the earth. It hit me, the perfect way to save the earth, save yourself. You see, the earth was cursed, and all that was in it, because of one man. That was Adam. So the things you see going on in the earth today have to go on because of the curse. But if the people of the earth would receive the creator of the earth and the plan that the creator gave to save mankind, then the curse would have none effect on the earth. And you say, how can I say that? Because you go over to Jeremiah 23, and it makes it clear that because of the adultery in the land, the lying in the land, all the stuff that's going on in the land by the people, is causing the earth to mourn, and the good pleasant places to dry up. It's people's attitudes and the way people live to the flesh. But if mankind could turn their way and recognize the Creator, all that He has done and all that He has given, and to receive that salvation that is by grace and believe it, you see a mighty change in the earth. Let's start there. If we start there, then solar energy is good. Wind energy is good. All of these so-called things that are renewable are good. But through the grace of God, doing it on our own, it's do no good. So that's just a little short note to the green people out there. Amen.